This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. Class, yesterday I took the non-contact thermometer outside, and it was really hot. You know, it was a record-setting temperature yesterday in parts of Texas, and it was really hot in Missouri. It was almost as hot in Missouri as it was in Texas. And so I took this non-contact thermometer, and I aimed it at the west side of our house. Now, you know the sun rises in the east, and it's spends most of the time in the northern hemisphere on the south side of buildings, and it spends some of its time in the afternoon, late afternoon, on the west side. So we have a stone house, and it's kind of a light gray color, so it's not like it's black. It's not like it absorbs the heat. It's not like slate. And black slate from Pennsylvania. Well, it was 110 degrees. The stone was 110 degrees. One of our air conditioning units quit yesterday. And it wasn't a capacitor. This time, it was mud wasps, of which we have very few. And they set up shop in the condenser fan motor. So that's the motor that is attached to a large fan blade that pulls the air through the coils outside. This is an outside fan motor, the outside unit. And it's that motor that makes that sound that you hear of the air whooshing through your outside unit. Well, it went bang, 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 bang. And so the mud wasps found this little hole in the bottom of the motor, and they set up shop in there. And it caused the motor to not run properly. So Mrs. Finelli happened to hear it, and first, so she shut off the power to the outside unit, and the inside unit just did the right thing, shut off the breakers. And so the motor is about $200 to replace it. But we don't have to replace it. All we have to do is take off these four little nuts and separate the motor shaft and send those mud wasps packing, vacuum out the motor, re-grease the motor, the bearing ends, and put it back together. It's probably going to take us an hour to do it. The reason I'm mentioning this is, what would happen if a person heard this bang, bang, bang? What would typically happen? Well, I can tell you what I think would happen. Somebody would get on the phone and call the air conditioning guys. They'd come out and say, oh, geez. Yeah. It's an old unit. It's ours is about 15 years old. And actually, it's more than that. It's more like 18 years old. And I can imagine what the air conditioning technician would say. Geez, this is old. You really should get a new one. And we can do it. We can probably get it in with, you know, I know it's hot, but maybe within a week, 10 days, we could probably get you squeezed in. Somewhere between $6,000 and $8,000. I think that's what would happen. So it's incumbent upon you to learn about everything. Everything. Ask lots of questions. Do research. Get on the internet. That's what we teach here at USA Prepare. So what is this going to cost? About 3 cents worth of grease. That's what it's going to cost. Kathy, any comments about that? Do you think I exaggerated in what I said somebody might do if this happened to them? Hey, Kathy, did we lose you? I don't see Kathy. I guess she'll be calling. I don't see her on the call screen.
And, oh, sorry, Vince.
Looks like...
No, I'm here. Oh, okay. I'm sorry, Vince. I I took the phone away from my
Did you hear what I said?
I did.
Did you hear what I said?
I think that...
Okay.
Yes. Yes. I think people would ignore... sometimes they ignore the noises and not till it gets really bad. But I've learned as I've aged, anytime there's anything different, whether it's a squeal, a bang, the pressure in something, a noise, I think your wife did the right thing. You know, she turned the power off. So I totally agree, but yes, I think the second thing or the other thing they would do is exactly what you said, as far as they would just call somebody to look at it. And I just think that's the standard answer for most people. Well, it's this many years old, let's just replace it.
Yeah. So, Kathy, I have one thing that I want to talk about today, and I know you have a bunch of things. Do you want to go with yours first?
Vince, you can do yours, and then I can talk about mine afterward. That's fine.
Okay. So, class, in preparation for this extreme heat, and, you know, anyone who says that the weather's not changing is not paying attention. It's getting hotter. And Kathy's garden is delayed, stunted. So is ours. And, you know, she lives in Ohio. We live in Missouri. So the tomatoes are, you know, they're not here yet. They're working on it. Peppers, we've gotten a couple peppers, but nowhere near as many as we should. The grass is 55% of what we should be getting. So it's happening. Well, I wanted to make sure that we didn't die from heat. As I mentioned, the outside of the house was 110 degrees. If the outside's 110, what do you think the inside would be? It was really hot. So the air conditioning quit, and... for this particular mud wasp situation, and they set up shop in the motor, the electric motor, and they've done this at the air compressor, and they shut that down, you know, in our shop. They set up shop in there and shut down our air compressor for working on automotive repairs. They shut down our drill press, you know, a floor-mounted drill press, because they set up shop in there, the electric motors. A mud wasp, you know, those little guys can shut down big electric motors, you know, just a couple of them. And they do a great job at it. So I wanted to make sure that we didn't die of overheating here at the farmhouse. So we have a diesel generator, but I thought, gosh, diesel is so valuable. And it keeps going up. And, you know, it's come down a little bit, but it's so expensive for diesel. Diesel is something that there's no substitute for farming, for our tractors. They're diesel, and that's all there is. For these heavy, heavy jobs, you got to have diesel engines. So I'm thinking that why don't we save the diesel and switch to propane for a generator? So I have a propane generator. I bought one very inexpensively. And I just need to hook it up. And I thought, you know what? We have propane here already, but I'd like to get another 500-gallon propane tank. So I called a whole bunch of propane companies in the area. 500-gallon tank. They used to be a little less than a dollar a gallon to a little more than a dollar a gallon. Well, I called a whole bunch of propane companies, and none of the ones that I called would sell a used propane tank. They only lease them. And if you want propane from them, they'll bring you a tank, and they will sign a contract with you that you lease it. And the tank costs $100 per year to lease it. Now, when I bought, years ago, when I bought our first propane tank, I paid $400 for it. Then about a year later, I bought another one, $500 for that one. Then a little after that, I bought another one for $600. So I paid $400, $500, and $600 for these tanks. And we own them. And they were reconditioned. So the valving, the gauges, whatever needed to be replaced was replaced. And they were painted. Magnificently. I mean, they look brand new. Well, to lease a tank today from one of these local companies, and what happened is one company bought out all these small companies. So now it's one company that owns a bunch of companies. And they are all price fixed since they have the same ownership. So if you think you're buying it from Lindsay or you think you're buying it from AmeriGas, it's the same company that bought them. And so I called around, and what I got was $100 to lease the tank per year, and then $60 to lease the monitor. That's a meter that transmits through the air how much fuel is in your tank. So they know all the time what your burn rate is of your fuel. So now it's $160 a year forever to use their tank. Then when they set it up, there's a trip fee. That's $50. So just to come out and show up at your place, it's $50. Then to install it, install the tank is $75. Unless they need some parts. Then it's $120 an hour plus the parts. And then it's $2.39 a gallon for the propane. Are these numbers starting to shock you? $50 to show up, $75 to install it, $120 an hour for parts, plus the cost of the parts, $60 a year for the monitor, and $100 a year for the tank, plus the propane cost. And if you lease the tank from them, you're going to be paying whatever they say the price of propane is to refill it the next time, because it's their tank. Unless you want to start all over again with getting a tank from someplace else. And then what do you do with the propane you have left in your tank? It's a real problem. So, here's another little part of the story. So, we were having the meetups years ago. There's a guy that said that he bought, pre-bought, you know, to save money. He bought 1,000 gallons of propane in the summer when it's less expensive. And he paid $1,790 for it. That's $1.79 a gallon. Well, then there was a propane gas shortage that year. And he called the company and said, hey, he's got 10% left in his tank, and that's how he heats his house, and he wanted a delivery, and they said, we can't do it. He said, I got 1,000 gallons of propane. I paid you for it already. You've got my propane. They said, well, we can't do that. There's a shortage, and it's now $4.49 a gallon, not $1.79. And if you want it, we'll bring you 100 gallons. That's all we're going to bring you, 100 gallons, and you have to prepay for it. So he has to prepay for something he already owns. And instead of getting 1,000 gallons, he can only get 100. That company, I believe, is out of business now. So I called our gas company, which is Feral Gas. I said, so how much is propane? They said, about $1.79, $1.89 in your area. I said, that's great. Last time I bought it was $1.29. So $1.89 seems expensive to me, but $1.89 is a lot better than $2.39 from these other guys. I said, will you sell me a tank? And they said, yeah. Yeah, we'll sell you one. I said, how much? They said, $3,500. I said, you know, I paid a lot less than that from you guys the last time. He said, what, $400 or $500? I said, yeah. $400, $500, and $600. Yeah, that's what I paid. He said, well, in the last 4 years, it's gone up to $3,500. So we're back to that, you know, 4% inflation. You really believe it? $3,500 for a propane tank? Seriously? So here we are, and then there's one other story about another company I called. This was a couple years ago. I just couldn't deal with this other company. I'll tell you this story. You won't believe this one either.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Longevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Kathy and I are teaching lessons, five-minute university-type lessons today. And we're weaving them into some scenarios that have happened. So a few years ago, I decided to shop for propane because Feral Gas raised their price. And so I called around and I talked to another company about 20-something miles away from us, maybe 26 miles away. And I said, so, you know, I'm dealing with this other company and I'm thinking maybe I should consider switching. So how much is your propane? Now, propane is propane is propane. It's all the same. It's not like one company has better propane than another company. It's all the same. And so the gal said to me, what do you want to use it for? I said, what do you mean? And well, what are you going to use it for? I said, well, I've got a tank on my farm. I've got some tanks, and I'd like to fill them up. Okay, so what are you going to use it for? I said, I don't understand the question. Well, agricultural, do you raise chickens? Do you have, you know, do you have a poultry farm? You know, what are you going to do with it? I said, what difference does it make? She said, well, it depends on what you're going to do with it, what the price is. So they're going to charge me more or more and more and more and more, depending on what I'm going to do with the propane. Now, when you go to the supermarket and you buy eggs, does the cashier say, well, hold it. Before I scan these in, I need to know which button to push, whether you're going to bake a cake with them, whether you're going to have scrambled eggs with them, or are you sunny side up, or whether you're going to feed them to your dogs. Now, when you buy gasoline, you're taxed on it. There's a federal tax and a state tax. So the state tax varies by state. Federal tax is the same. When you buy heating oil, some different taxes based on where you live for heating oil. But if you buy heating oil and use it for your farm tractors, well, there's no tax on that. So I understand that, because if you have farm tractors, you're not typically riding on the roads and beating up the roads. And, you know, we farmers don't cause the roads to get beat up like cars and trucks do. So that's what the road tax is supposed to be for, and fuel. But propane? Really? What are you going to use it for? So they're the only company that had a price by use. So I said, I can't do business with you guys. Thank you so much. And so I think they got sold to another company. I guess their marketing tactics didn't work so well. But Kathy, this is what's happening. These prices are out of control, and people are forced to pay them. So these propane companies have been bought up, and they've decided they're not going to sell any tanks. And here's what's important about owning your own propane tank. If you own your tank, you can buy propane from any company you want. But if you lease a tank from the ABC propane company, they almost have you by the throat, so you have to buy propane from them. And when you have one of these smart monitors, what happens is they wait until you get about 30% low, or 30% remaining. And then they show up. Now, when do you have 30% remaining? I'd be in the winter, right? When is propane the most expensive? In the winter, right? So they time it so that they buy it in the summer when price is the lowest for them to buy it. They sell it in the winter when it's the highest for you to buy it. And it's automatic and it's quick and easy, and you don't even have to read your tank. You don't even have to call them. You don't have to look at that gauge that says how much propane's in it, whether it's 10% full, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80. You don't have to look at it. No fuss, no muss. It's all taken care of for you. That's where we are today. People don't even want to know how much propane's in their tank. Why worry about it? Are you kidding? In the wintertime, I want to know. I want to know how much propane I have left. If I'm heating my house with it, I want to know. I'm not going to trust some guy I've never met before, working for some company that I don't really know who they are, to bring me propane. Like the guy who pre-bought propane, he thought it was on its way, and it wasn't coming. Till a year later, when the propane situation settled down. Kathy, any comments about any of this?
Well, I feel so sorry for that guy. That just should have been illegal. He bought it, and they should have honored what they said to him. But, Vince, I totally agree with you. If you have to buy it and you don't own your own tank, you're not going to go through the expense of having a new tank set with a new company and paying the line, the charge to move it, and the whole setup fee.
Right. Right. So they've got you by the throat, and that's the plan. And going into it, the customer isn't thinking about that. The customer isn't thinking they've got them by the throat. They're just thinking how quick and easy it is. Yep.
Well, wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. Affirmative action may be dead. The U.S. Supreme Court says schools may no longer use race as a factor in admitting students because it violates the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. It was a 6-3 decision. It's yet another hot, smoky day around much of the USA, And another day of big-time delays at airports. FlightAware counts about 1,600 canceled or delayed flights so far today. Meanwhile, 23 states are under air quality alerts today as Canadian wildfire smoke has created another big blanket of smoke from the northeast to the mid-Atlantic all the way to the Great Lakes. And then there's that big heat dome that's been over Texas for a week. It is expected to shift east today, bringing its hideous heat indexes to the deep south. Could be some relief thanks to thunderstorms forecast from Oklahoma to the east coast. Rich Johnson, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Black. Today
I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to the
DC,
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So, class, the point of the lesson that we're teaching right now about propane and fuel oil, you need to own your own tanks. And if you own your own tanks, you can time the purchase when it's the lowest of the season. And you can look at the trends. There are plenty of price trends for energy, oil, gasoline, kerosene, propane. And you can look at the charts, and they're the same almost every year. There's a dip when no one wants propane. No one wants propane to heat his or her house in the summer. So propane prices are the lowest in the summer. Now, you can pre-buy and you can kind of hope that you'll take delivery when you need it, or you can buy it and take delivery when you buy it. Okay? And that's what we do. We buy it at the lowest price that we think it's going to be. We take delivery and we pay for it right then and there. So instead of giving someone we don't even know a pre-buy amount, like $1,790, and trusting them to deliver the propane, we don't do that. Not in, that's, you know, we've seen these lessons. So fuel oil, same thing. Instead of pre-buying it, take delivery. Take delivery. Make sure you have a capacity in tanks that will get you through whatever period you want to get through. I bought a fuel tank a few days ago. It was $50, 50. It was one of those oval tanks that's used inside in a basement. It's probably 50 or 60 years old. It was inside. It was in great shape. You know, it needs to be painted. It holds 275 gallons. It's an oval tank, if you will. And the guy was selling it, and he couldn't wait to get rid of it. Couldn't wait. He changed his heating system to something else. Couldn't wait to get rid of it. The problem was that it had diesel in it, which is the same thing as heating oil. And he couldn't get it out. Because nobody could get it out because it weighed so much. So he sold me the tank for $50. I just had to get it out. So our son and I went with the trailer, and it had diesel fuel in it. So we brought a hand pump. We cranked the hand pump, pumped out the tank, because it weighs about, fuel weighs about 8 pounds per gallon. So you figure 50 gallons times 8 pounds, it's pretty heavy, plus the 200 and almost 300 pounds for the tank. Nobody could move it. Well, we pulled the diesel out of it, put it in separate containers, and 5 gallon buckets with lids that we use for truck hydraulic fluid to have the lids, the spouts, the caps, the whole thing. Put that in the truck. Used a winch, pull the tank up onto a tilting bed, 10-foot-long trailer, and away we went. And after we got the diesel into the tanks, the separate containers, the guy said, "You want that diesel?" "Yeah. Yeah, that's why I bought the tank." So, I guess we got, I don't know, $4 a gallon or $3 a gallon diesel fuel in the tank, plus the tank, all for $50. That's the going price for the tanks. That particular kind of tank, nobody wants them. I suggest you consider it. We've got a diesel generator. It's hooked up to one of those tanks. Can you imagine that? Diesel generator burns a half a gallon an hour, hooked up to a 275-gallon tank with probably 250 gallons of diesel in it. That's the way to go. That's one way to go. Kathy? Any comments, Kathy?
That was a great deal, Ben. Yeah, that was really smart because you have the fuel in the tank.
Yeah, and Kathy, it's amazing. There, maybe you're seeing this, but people are moving into this area in Missouri, and they can't wait to get rid of stuff. I mean, storage sheds, free, come get it. They want new washing machines, free, come get it. Refrigerators, 3-door refrigerator, and it's the same thing that you had. Works real well, except it doesn't get cold enough. Or it works, but the freezer doesn't work. Or it works, but the refrigerator doesn't work. Or the washing machine needs a bearing. Or the dryer works really well, except it's stuck on high. Or unbelievable. I mean, these are relatively new appliances, you know, like 5 years old. So what's happening is people are selling stuff because they're moving into this area from other places. They have some money, and they want everything new. And just wait till 5 years from now when they find out that these new appliances don't work anymore. That's where we are. Kathy, what did you have for today?
Well, Vince, the, a couple things I wanted to mention. One thing for people that use a dehydrator, I kind of learned this lesson the hard way, and I wanted to bring it up. Like, you can put whatever you have on the dehydrator, and especially if it's something that has a lot of liquid in it, like tomatoes or, like, I was doing my strawberries. And here's an example. Like, I put it on in the morning. I sliced them put it on trays, and it was about 9 o'clock at night, and they still weren't they weren't dry enough to take them off. They still needed to dry. So you're kind of in a situation where you can't let it go till the morning, because then they would get over dry and almost, sometimes they get almost like a burnt. So what I do is I try to start them in the morning and watch them. But what I do is in the evening, if it's, they're not quite ready, I know they have a few more hours, I'll turn it way down to like barely warm, maybe like 100 degrees or something like that. And it works really well for anything that you're dehydrating, because it, what happens is it continues to dry but at a slower rate. So when I got up in the morning, like strawberries were like perfect. They weren't super dry where they were like crisp. But I've done cherry tomatoes and I've left it on too high. And then in the morning, it's, some of them are so dry that you really have to soak them in like warm water or olive oil, or they, you can still eat them, but that's just a quick tip for somebody if you're dehydrating and you're kind of in that situation where I have to go to sleep, but I can't watch them. So just turn it way down, and then in the morning, if they're not dry enough, then you can turn it back up. So that was one thing. And the other thing, Vince, was, I was thinking about one of your classes that you were teaching. You were talking about your learning skills, and so I thought about it this past week. And one of the things that I do is I've always done a lot of sewing. So here's something that I did. And now this thing does not, you don't have to learn how to sew. So I have a dog bed, and inside it had like covering on it, like a white, like a real thin, almost like it was thinner than like a sheet. I don't know what they used, but it was very thin, and it had like foam in there. Well, what happened is after her using it for a couple years, that covering like started to rip. So all the foam was coming out on the inside. So if I wanted to wash the dog bed cover, all this foam came out. So I was like, well, I had a cushion downstairs, an old cushion, and I also had like a mattress topper that was like the egg crate foam, the older style. So I tried to use the cushion, but it was so rigid that I couldn't fit it into the dog bed cover without breaking it, and it didn't fit right. So you need something a little more pliable. So then I drew with a marker, and I went just a little over so it would fit snugly. I just drew a marker, the outline of the bed cover with this egg topper, mattress foam, like an egg crate it's called. And I just took an electric knife, and that's the easiest way to cut any kind of foam, is just take an electric knife, and I just cut it, the shape of the bed, and I put it in there. And I got, like, basically a new bed. I didn't have to go buy another one, because the last one I bought, I think with her being older, I tried to get something with a little more for her joints, because she's going to be 12 here pretty soon. So that's just something. If you have, like, an old cushion or you have a mattress topper, you can just get another bed for free if you can do that. So that was one thing that I did, and I was thinking about that. So here's some things that I have done. Now, like I said, I've done sewing probably since I was in grade school, but I have repaired a sheet, a flag, some towels. I have repaired some shorts with elastic in them. My son had a pair of pants that needed to be hemmed, and a backpack, and pajamas. So that was just in the last, like, maybe 10 days. So I looked at everything that I did with that and how much that would have cost me then, if I would have had to go out and buy new. Because, obviously, you know, if you can't fix it, then you either donate it or you just throw it away. So I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying that this was something that I did at home where I saved money where I didn't have to go out and buy it. So everybody has their skills. And so I guess that's my point is see if you can like really use your skills or learn new skills, because I just saved myself probably $200 to $250 with doing everything I just did. And that was just in like probably a 10-day spot. And so I guess that was one of my things I wanted to discuss with. Look at what your abilities are and try to learn. Some of this is not that hard to learn. You can do basic sewing, and it's just trial and error. A lot of it, you just try to fix something. So I look at it, if it's already broken and I can't fix it by sewing, then I'm really not out anything but a little bit of time.
Yeah, very well said. So, Kathy, a couple of years ago, I was at the factory outlet, and I bought some blue jeans, and Wrangler is the one I really liked the most. But they had some others that were on a rack, and they were on sale, and it was the house brand, Vanity Fair brand. And it was a Vanity Fair outlet, a clothing outlet. And so I bought a couple pairs of these blue jeans, but they're black. I thought, you know, crawling under the car, working under the, you know, the farm, they're fine. So I wore them once. And I washed them, put them on the second time, and I went to put my hand in the back right pocket, and my hand went through the pocket on the outside. And that, I couldn't believe it. I looked like Kim Kardashian, you know, style jeans, you know, ripped. And then that night I was taking the jeans off, and I, you know, went to pull the leg off, and the leg shredded. From seam to seam. Brand new jeans washed one time. Made in Mexico. Have you heard of a fabric that it's kind of like if you wanted to tear a piece of fabric and, you know, you could literally tear it if you got it in the right spot and you could, you know, rip it from one end to the other? That's what happened with these jeans. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I have been. And I can talk when we come back.
Yeah, second-rate stuff. Yeah, right here in America. You can buy it, too.
Yep. Well, Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Just breaking announcement. The Supreme Court of the United States just released a decision that it decided in a 6-3 opinion that Harvard University and the University of North Carolina's race-based affirmative action admissions are unconstitutional. That means that if you are white or black or tan or red or yellow or whatever shade you might be, it's unconstitutional to either provide favoritism or unfavoritism toward your race. So it looks like maybe college admissions are going to be based on, you know, bribes and maybe a little bit of talent going forward. Isn't that interesting? Kathy, what's next?
Well, Vince, you know, you were talking about your genes, and a couple thoughts came to mind. One could have been that either there was something that they treated it with before that weakened the fabric, which is what I'm thinking. I know they dyed them black, and obviously could have been something in there, but that would be the one thing. I remember when they, a long time ago, they made acid-washed jeans, and those things, after a while, just fell apart because they were acid-washed, and they just weakened the fibers. So that's the only thing I'm thinking with that, Vince, with your jeans, is they must have done
something to the fabric. You hit it right on the head, I'm sure. And you know what, class, blue jeans and black jeans and clothing, it's typically treated with insecticide if it comes from a foreign country. And the idea is the insecticide prevents little critters from eating the fabric, you know, before you buy it. So I just put it away, put it in bags, stored it. And probably what I should have done was washed it. So there's a lesson there. When you get it, wash it and get that insecticide off. Acid washed, I don't have any clothes that are acid washed. that I know of. I mean, for a faded look, I'd prefer them to be unfaded and look like they're new when I buy them, and they'll get faded soon enough. Kathy, what's next?
Well, Vince, the one
thing wanted my recipe.
Oh, yeah, your bread recipe. We've been meaning to say that. So I don't know what version you're on, 8.0?
it's 8, version 8, yeah. Okay. My 8th version of Kathy's recipe, okay? So it's Kathy's recipe with just a little bit of experimentation. So this is version 8.0. 3 cups of bread flour. 1 1/4 cups warm water. 3 tablespoons avocado oil. That's a substitute for butter. 3 tablespoons of sugar. 3/4 of a tablespoon of salt. 1/8 cup of oatmeal. 1/8 cup of potato flakes. 1 1/2 teaspoons of yeast. And 1 tablespoon of powdered milk. And that's it. And it's supposed to make a 1 1/2 pound loaf in a standard bread machine. It makes a 2 pound loaf. And it is fabulous. Everybody likes it. And the dogs like it, too. And Kathy, you know, to prove that it's pretty good, if you don't eat it within about a week, it gets moldy. That's because it doesn't have the preservatives in it. Even the mold likes this bread.
Vince, did I miss the potato flakes, or did you substitute it with the oatmeal?
No, it's 1/8 cup oatmeal and 1/8 cup potato flakes.
Okay.
So let me go through it one more time. 3 cups of bread flour. And bread flour is different from just general purpose flour. So 3 cups bread flour, 1 1/4 cups warm water, 3 tablespoons avocado oil, which is a substitute for butter, 3 tablespoons of sugar, 3/4 tablespoon of salt, 1/8 cup oatmeal, 1/8 cup potato flakes, 1 1/2 teaspoons of yeast, and 1 tablespoon of powdered milk. And it is extraordinary. It really is. So I've experimented with more and less potato flakes, more and less oatmeal. And actually, increasing the sugar by 1/2 tablespoon would probably even make it sweeter. But, you know, we're trying not to eat too much of the white stuff. That'd be white flour, white potatoes, white sugar, those kinds of things. But it truly is extraordinary. Let it cool. And then I put it in one of those bags like they have at supermarkets in the produce section where you put your vegetables or your tomatoes. You know, those bags that are on a roll. We bought a couple of those rolls, and we've been using the same roll for years. But we put, you know, the bread in that after it cools, and it keeps it from drying out, and it's fabulous. Well, Kathy, that's a pretty fast 2 hours.
Yes, it is.
Any quick comments in the last 10 seconds?
Yeah, Vince, the oatmeal, I believe you're right, because the oatmeal is supposed to keep the bread moist. So I think you're onto something there.
Yeah, it really works well.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.